This weekend on Made in Manitoba, it's a return visit from Winnipeg's Robert Pastrick.
The former band teacher and multi-instrumentalist has released his 12th album, A Little Bit More, the follow-up to the acclaimed After the Rain, released just last year.
This is Robert's second album with vocals, and as we'll hear during the conversation, he's possibly turned the page on his previous instrumentals-only projects.
Building on the sound and spirit of his previous works, A Little Bit More continues his evolving musical story.
We're happy to have Robert Pastrick back on Made in Manitoba, and we kick off this latest episode after this.
I finally know and finally see that you are the one for me. No matter how far, wherever we are, our life is a destiny. Sail away with me, my darling. Sail away with me tonight. Set a course for us, my darling. Navigate by full moonlight. Wherever we go, whatever we do, I'll always be there for you. No matter how far, wherever we are, I know it'll be us too. Sail away with me, my darling. Sail away with me tonight. Set a course for us, my darling. Navigate by full moonlight. Yes, we can make it. No, we can make it. I need you now, forever in my arms. You know you make my life complete. I feel you now, forever in my heart. We're gonna make it. Yes, we will. Make it, no matter how far, wherever we are, I know it'll be us too. Sail away with me, my darling. Sail away with me tonight. Set a course. Navigate by full moonlight. Yes, we can make it. You know we can make it.
Well, it's great to have you back, Robert, to Made in Manitoba. And I was actually checking before we started. It's been a little less than a year since we last chatted. And that was on the heels of your last album release, After the Rain, which came out in August of last year. So, you know, generally speaking, how have you been since then?
Well, thank you for having me on your show, Chris. I appreciate that. And I mean, wonderful. And I've had a great almost a year now since the release of that first album and the release of my new album on June the 26th this year. So I've been doing fantastic.
You know, After the Rain was your first vocal album. We talked about that pretty extensively on your last appearance on Made in Manitoba. So what led you to stick with vocals for your new album A Little Bit More?
That album, After the Rain, exceeded my wildest dreams. It was accepted and played on hundreds and hundreds of radio stations worldwide. It was unbelievable. Like Europe, Africa, Australia, Indonesia, South America, Japan, all over. And so why stop something or why try something different? This formula seemed to work, and I just pursued it again and put out another album.
How do you feel your vocals have grown on this album compared to After the Rain? When you, I guess if you had to compare the two, where do you see the growth?
I think this album is a little more mature. And what I mean by that is I'm a little more vocal forward in this one. I'm a little more confident in my vocals. In the new album, I have a lot more harmonies, a lot more background vocals, a lot more add-ons. I also play or add a lot more instruments like classical guitar, different vintage keyboards, orchestral strings, orchestral brass with a lot of background vocals, just to name a few. And as a point of interest to you and the listeners out there, I play all the organic and virtual instruments, sing all the parts, play everything on it. So it's all me.
One thing I'm realizing now, Robert, that I didn't ask you the last time we chatted is how you prepare your voice to record these albums. Again, coming from that context that it's still a somewhat new part of your musical tapestry, if you will.
That's very interesting because what I do is follow a few vocal coaches on Instagram, and they give so many suggestions of how to prepare your voice and how to just work your voice, exercise it all the time because it is a muscle. And so I do that. I don't do it after the album's completed. I do it a couple months before, continually, almost every day. And I find that really helped for this album. I didn't do as much prior. But this, I thought it really helped on this one. That gave me that little bit of a push and confidence to keep going.
You know, looping back to the fact that you are a multi-instrumentalist, what fills your bucket about having the opportunity to bring all of those talents forward in an album?
I'm very fortunate that I can pick up and play a lot of different instruments. And don't forget, I used to be a band teacher, junior high band teacher for a couple of years, and that helped a lot. And going through university, you actually had to pick up all the band instruments and play them. And so I really enjoy doing that. I can only add my own personal taste, my own flair. Everything is from me, from my heart, what I hear in my head as we're running through these tracks and adding different parts.
You know, I read that you feel your new album a little bit more builds on the sound and spirit of your previous work. So, how do you feel you've built on what you had already released?
Well, I think it goes back to that answer I gave before, the maturity of it. And I just think that was the biggest thing. That first album, it was an album of 10 songs, and so was the second one. I completed it, but after that, I thought I still had some more in me to give to continue on with that album. And so this is the new album is a reflection of the old one, but with a lot of new different ideas in there.
Tell us a little bit about the title, a little bit more.
A little bit more is actually the first song in there, so the title track. And when we were deciding the title, Al Hewney and myself, who does my mastering, we were looking at what do we call it? You Girl? Do we call it something else? But a little bit more can be construed as Here's After the Rain, and now there's a new album out, so we're doing a little bit more. So Robert Pastor's playing out a little bit more. And that's how that album name came about, just that. And it became the title track.
We were once just strangers, living two separate lives, and then by chance we met. And I think we both realized I knew it in an instant. I sensed you felt it too. We finally had found the one. This life here with me and you. Make sure we just share a little, love a little, and hug a little bit more. Make sure we laugh a little, cry a little, and talk a little bit more. I wake up every morning, the first thing I have to say, no matter if I'm with you or millions of miles away. Make sure we just share a little, love a little, and hug a little bit more. Make sure we laugh a little, cry a little, and talk a little bit more. If there's someone worth loving, it has to be you. This life here we're living, we'll walk through together forever, us two.
Title track from Robert Pastrick's new album, A Little Bit More, on tonight's Made in Manitoba.
We're showcasing the Winnipeg artist's 12th album with more music and conversation to come after the break, starting with where he finds the inspiration and creativity to be such a prolific musician.
It's a wonderful morning, sun is shining, streets are alive, and new day is dawning. I know I can survive. And on this fine sunny morning, my life's not empty anymore, because you and all that you offer, I couldn't ask for more. Walking on air with my head held up high, nothing will stop me. I'm feeling it's time that I shout it out loud. Not here for the moment, I am here to stay. And on this bright blue sky morning, don't feel so empty, satisfied. Oh, my dreams, I thought they had left me. I finally now arrived. Walking on air with my head, stop me today. I'm feeling it's time that I shout it out loud. Not here for the moment, I am here to stay. Mm-hmm.
Now, to have two albums come out so quickly, one after the other, and again, I remind folks that you were and are a very prolific musician and composer. You've released many albums over the years, but for me, as a non-musician, to have two vocal albums, a total of 20 songs, so close together, what was it like doing that? You know, how did you find the creativity to get that all put together?
Sometimes that even boggles my mind, that how that comes and where that those ideas come from. It's just me doodling around on a piano or guitar or whatever instrument, and all of a sudden these different chord progressions form, and from those I hear a song in my head, and the song just develops from there. But a lot of times too, like I'll be doing something outside, shoveling the snow or cutting the grass, and I hear in my head, I hear this little bit of a melody, some words come out, a couple little words that would be good for a chorus, and that just comes out. So I'm very lucky that I can do that, and I'm very blessed.
Did you have some of the songs that landed on After the Rain already written, or did they all come to mind and were created after the release of After the Rain?
All came after the release.
Wow.
I gave it a chance break and did my due diligence of contacting many, many radio stations, and then they all just came from then. Yeah. And right now I'm working on my next album. I'm three deep right now in songs. So
when we look at a little bit more, what are some of the themes or experiences, you know, maybe the inspirations that the songs are exploring?
Well, each song really has a unique story. And I think as a musician or songwriter, you try to convey that story to your listening audience. And I'm hopeful that people will listen to this and reminisce back to past life experience, good or bad, and then realize that sometimes life will surprise you when you least expect it. And this journey we are going in happens to go in somewhere you never dreamed possible.
So we've touched on this a fair bit already, but, you know, since 2018, you've now released, I believe, 12 albums, if we include a little bit more. You just mentioned you're working on Lucky 13 right now. You know, to say that's prolific, in my opinion, would be an understatement. What is fueling this creativity? It does come to me that it's a very organic process for you. Like you said, you're shoveling snow, a tune pops in. But it just seems so amazing to me that one person can do this this kind of thing. It really is a gift.
It truly is a gift, and I'm very fortunate that I can do it and I'm able to do it. There's nothing more I can say about that than it's just something that I'm born with, and I'm very lucky I can still do it, and I'm putting them out, and I'll keep doing it as long as I can.
So like you teased us, you're already working on another album. You said it was a third, which makes me think there's going to be more vocals on this album. Is that correct, Robert?
All vocals. It'll be a continuation again of After the Rain, a little bit more, and we'll see what this new one will be called.
Do you feel a calling to go back to those instrumental roots at all, or do you feel maybe you've turned the page on that particular part of your music career?
I do sometimes feel that way, and but I've already done 10 albums that with instrumental only. Although a lot of the radio stations that I'm dealing with request and have gone back and are playing a lot of my old albums instrumental wise, so. For me right now, I'm really enjoying the vocal part of it. It's a new inspiration for me, and it's just fueling the fire to keep going. So I'll keep it that way for the next little bit.
So take us through what's next for you, Robert. Again, A Little Bit More came out at the end of June. We're already talking about the next album, but how do you see the musical part of your life evolving here over the next, say, 6 to 12 months?
It'll continue as it's going, continue writing. And I do other interviews like we're doing right now. I just did one in Granada, Spain. So there's always people calling to do an interview. So that'll keep going. And just trying to make new contacts in the music business to have my music played, heard through different audiences. And we'll see how it goes from there.
And do I dare ask when we could expect this next album, or is that being a little too forward of me, Robert?
I don't think that's too forward. I'm hoping I can get it out prior to Christmas, like end of October, November. That's what I'm hoping, but you know, I think it might end up being into January, but I'm hoping, I'm really pushing for that date, so that'll be good.
Well, you know, I think we can cut you a little slack. 3 albums in 30 months or so, you know, we might be able to give you a little breathing room.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I remember the time, never knowing what the future had in store, what our hearts felt inside is something that you never should ignore. But sometimes people change, wondering how did it start, say the timing's not right, then their lives grow apart. But I'm so glad I've spent my life with you. How the years quickly pass, and still the feelings never go away. You're the brightest of stars, the one that turns my darkness into day. But sometimes people change, wondering how did it start, say the timing's not right, then their lives grow apart. But I'm so glad I've spent my life with you. So I will say it once again, you are my lover and my friend, living this life
up tonight's Made in Manitoba with Winnipeg's Robert Pastrick. That was the song Someone Like You.
Tonight we showcased music from his 12th album, which came out less than a year after his 11th, which was his first vocals project.
His new album is titled A Little Bit More, and if you missed it, he's already several songs into his next project, Lucky Number 13.
Thank you for joining us for another Made in Manitoba. Listen again online at podcastville.ca. I'm Chris Sumner, and he's Zach Drieger. Until next week at the same time, good night.